that there's a tremendous maila in actually taking part in the Shia in person. Rather, I'm not belittling anybody who listens in, Asher Chalkom. But I want to quote a Gemara in Ksubas Taf Kuvvah. Gemara says a maita with an amayra called Rav Onan. Rav Onan was a dayan, it was a pesek, and there was a question about he had a din Torah, and there was a story, somebody gave him a bit of ribbit, it wasn't proper ribbit, and the maita, he used to have a kvius with Eliyahu HaNavi, and from when on that thing happened, this story with this din Torah, Eliyahu HaNavi was upset with him, Eliyahu HaNavi did not come and learn with him anymore. That's the Gemara in Ksubas Kuvav and Medalef. Rav Onan have a rogel Eliyahu d'osti gabei d'avamas nilei seide d'Eliyahu. We have it now. It's called Tanid be'Eliyahu, which is what Eliyahu Novi taught Rav Onan. Rav Onan wrote it all down, and he wrote it in a sefer, and we have it adayim azeh. It's called seide Eliyahu. Kivend Ovad Hachi, once this maisa happened, is stalik. Eliyahu Novi didn't come anymore. Rav Onan obviously was very upset. Yosef Batanisa, so he fasted. A boy Rachman, he davened. Va'osa, and then Eliyahu came. Eliyahu did come. But Lemaisa, it wasn't the same. He also have a mavisay beusa. When Lemaisa, when Eliyahu came, so Rav Onan was terrified. He was scared. Obviously, the madrega of Rav Onan had lessened slightly, and therefore he had pachad. He was scared to see Eliyahu HaNavi. Nishka Poshna Zach, the Bezech Begil Eliyahu HaNavi. And Azoi, like, because of this story, so therefore, even though he did come, at the end of the day, he was still marvelously boosted, he was terrified. So what did he do? Ovid Tivusa V'yosim Kamei. He made himself a box, and he sat in the box, at the Apik Lissid, until he finished the Shia. Hainu D'Ovid Seyded Eliyahu Rabba V'Seyded Eliyahu Zuta. There are two parts to Tanid Be'Eliyahu. One's called Seyde Eliyahu Rabba, and one's called Seyde Eliyahu Zuta. The part which he learned when he was Oichat a normal Gil Eliyahu Novi was Seyde Eliyahu Rabba. Rabba means big. It was the big Seyde Eliyahu. Another one was Seyde Eliyahu Zuta. Because the one he learned when he was in the box. The question is, why is the one he learned in the box called Seyde Eliyahu Zuta? So he just learned simply because there are four times as much in Seyde Eliyahu Rabba as over Seyde Eliyahu Zuta. And therefore, in order to make a difference to show this was learned outside the box, this was learned inside the box, and therefore one's called Rabba, one's called Zutta. There's no great indication in it other than one's more than the other. One has more than the other, that's what's called Rabba and Zutta. So when I was in Yeshiva, we learned Ksubas quite a number of machzerim ago. So when we learned the Sugya, so one of my Yedidim wanted to suggest a pshat, which could be, as the pshat possibly is, that there's a difference between a person who learns Torah when he sees the Magid Shia or he doesn't see the Magid Shia. Eliyahu HaNavi, Zochel HaTov, hearing a Shia from his Nishposhet. So, Bishas was out of the box and sees what he's saying, it's got Andra upon him, it's Andra that. That's a different type of Shia. That's a Shia where it says Eliyahu Rabba. When it's inside the box, he didn't see it, says Eliyahu Zuta. So, I'm not comparing myself, or well, certainly nobody nowadays can be Madame himself to Eliyahu HaNavi, Zochel HaTov. If this Pshat is the right Pshat in the Gemara, we'll have a call upon him. A remez to this yisoid that coming to listen to a Shia in person is better than listening via keli sheni. But nevertheless, those who can't come, avada matev manoim if they can listen in. I wanted to take an inyan in Yona de Yoyma in Hilchus Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch in Simatov Mem Zayin Sif Beit brings it in that chometz on Pesach is not bottle. That's Siman Tov Mem Zayin. Chometz on Pesach is not bottle. That's the rule. Even though B'chol HaTorah Kula, generally things become bottle, at least when it's shishim, nevertheless, chometz on Pesach, because of its great severity, it's very chomor, chometz on Pesach. It's more chomor than other things. Chometz on Pesach, as we know, is a chiyuv korei. It's more chomor than sam, Nevelos and Trafus, Chomor, Korit, Chomet is not bottle. Tezah Shulchan Aruch and Tiv Beit, Tov Mem Zayin Tiv Beit, Chomet in its Arab Mishay Shah Solomala Adalaina, Eina Oise Bamashu, Elizinikishar Isurim. What happens next Friday afternoon, which is Erev Pesach, Chomet Erev Pesach after Chatzos, is also to eat.
also b'achila chometz on erev Pesach is also menatzer after chatzos. You may not eat it, but there's no kares. Kares of eating chometz only starts by night. Next Friday night, once it becomes proper Pesach, the chib kares, anybody will eat exayis of chometz. But as long as it's erev Pesach, even though it's acha chatzos, which is also menatzer, in Asura also to eat, but nevertheless there is no chiyuv kores for eating a kezayis chometz. There's only an isalaf, no chiyuv kores. Therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, chometz shenisarv mishesh shos ulemala ad alayla ein oisa b'mashu, and it's in the kishar isurin. Therefore chometz got mixed up. Somebody took a kezayis of chometz and mixed it up with a whole taruvas of all types of other things, and it's before nightfall, it will be bottled. It will be bottled. Even though there's a rule that chometz on Pesach is not bottled, that's only when it's Pesach proper. When it's Erev Pesach, it will be bottled. What's the reason? What's the svara? The svara is, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afal gav de loikin olof bizmanahu alachil osoi. Even though there's an Issa d'oraisa to eat it, and it's Issa b'no, everything mena Torah, k'mokom kiven d'ein chiyuv kores al hazmanahu lo yichmir bo chachomim le'asa b'mashu. Since there's no kores, therefore they will not machmir the din of mashu. Since there's no kores, there's no chumrah of mashu. Now there is a machlokes about this point. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says, but there is a chaylik. This chaylik is someone no less than the Rambam. The Rambam explains that why is chometz on Pesach not bottled. This rule is mentioned in the Gemara in Pesachim, that chometz on Pesach is not bottled. Says the Rambam, the reason is because there's a klal called Dova Sheyesh Loi Matirin Loi Bottle. Meaning, something which is at the moment forbidden, but there's going to come a time when it's going to be mutter. Dava sheyesh lo matirin. At the moment it's osur, but tomorrow or in 2 weeks' time it's going to become mutter. That's known as the dava sheyesh lo matirin. The dava sheyesh matirin is never bottled. That is the rule which is mentioned in the Gemara, beginning of Beitza. There is such a rule. Says the Rambam, that is exactly why chometz on Pesach is not bottled, because chometz on Pesach is a dover sheish lematirin. Chometz on Pesach is a type of foodstuff which at the moment is osur, but if you wait till after Pesach, it's going to become mutter. And there's a rule of dover sheish lematirin lo bottle. So therefore, chometz on Pesach, albeit it's osur today, it's going to be mutter in a week's time. It's a dover sheish lematirin. It's not bottled. That is the reason the Rambam gives why chometz is not bottled. Now, according to the reason of the Rambam, it would follow that even an erev Pesach after chatzos, it would also not be bottled. The very same reason why, because erev Pesach after chatzos, the fact is there's an issur d'oraisa to eat it now, and that issur d'oraisa to eat it now is going to become mutter by the time it comes to the end of the whole of Pesach, and therefore it's a dover sheish lematirin. And therefore, according to the Rambam, chometz and erev Pesach is not bottled. So this din of the Shulchan Aruch is a machlokes, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that chometz is bottled on erev Pesach after chatzos. But it is a machlokes, and the Rambam argues. Now, there's a question, a kasha, on this din of the Shulchan Aruch from a din later on. It says, Now there's another din, two seifim later, in Siman Tov Mem Zayin Seif Dalet. And it says there as follows. It's talking there about a piece of bread which fell in to some wine. Half shenofel yain, bread fell into wine, and one takes out the bread, and the question is, may one have the wine on Pesach? Even if there is some bread left behind, it's invisible. It's a tiny, minuscule amount of bread, a mashu. And one doesn't even know if anything's left behind, because if you look at it, you will not see anything. There's a suffix at all whether any bits of crumbs are left behind. It could be yes, could be not, we don't know. So the din is, you may not drink that wine on Pesach. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, Haf shenofal leyayin. Yeah, bread fell into wine. Afal fi shenotl misham. Even though he took it out from there. Also, be Pesach v'chayshinon shema nisharu boi perurim. We're worried that there are some crumbs left behind. But what about crumbs? Question is as follows. That the issa of having a crumb of chometz is a dover, is a midrabon. The whole issa of having a crumb of chometz mixed into a whole amount of wine, a massive amount of wine, is only midrabon. Min ha-Torah, the whole thing of chometz is not osif, it's a mashu. If you have one crumb in a whole thing of wine, it'll be bottled min ha-Torah. The whole question is a drabon. And we know a rule, sofek, drabon, and lekula. You have a sofek on issa drabon, you go lekula. So if you have wine with a sofek that perhaps has got a crumb inside, then surely we should use the principle of sofek drabon and lekula. What do I have in front of me? I have a whole bottle of wine, I can't see one crumb of bread. It might be that there's actually no bread inside, it could just be there's no bread, it's a sofek. And even if there is bread inside, it's a drabon. Because min ha-Torah, a little bit of one crumb of bread in a whole thing of wine doesn't make it us at all. It's a drabon. Yoyis is a klal of sofek drabon lekula, which you're allowed to be allowed to eat it. Oh, what do you say? Because of so lechayra, the answer is like Ramotcha is saying that there's a rule dava sheyeshle matirin. We spoke about that it's not bottled. There's another rule with dava sheyeshle matirin. In a dava sheyeshle matirin, something which has got a heter, we also don't say sofek drabonon lekula. We don't say sofek drabonon lekula on something which you could wait till tomorrow and tomorrow would be mutter. Sofek drabonon lekula you say on something which I don't know if I've got an issa of chalav akum, for example. I don't know if it's also mutter. It's nothing which is going to become mutter tomorrow. If you ever have a question, something which is going to be mutter tomorrow, you don't say sofek drabonon lekula. Why say sofek drabonon lekula and eat it today, relying on the heter of sofek drabonon lekula? Wait till it becomes completely permitted, which is in a week's time after Pesach. There'll be no question at all because there's no issa of chometz after Pesach. Mimela, I don't say sofek drabonon lekula. L'chayah, that is the teretz of the kasha. But the question is, it's a stira. Because on the one hand, we've just said that chometz on Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that chometz on Erev Pesach is bottle. Now chometz on Erev Pesach is bottle would indicate that we hold that chometz is a dova she'ein loy matirin. We don't say chometz is a dova she'yesh loy matirin. Chometz must be a dova she'ein loy matirin. Because if chometz will be a dova she'yesh loy matirin, then how come on Erev Pesach we allow bittul? There's a rule that adover sheyesh le matirin. There's two things which we don't say. Firstly, we don't allow bittul. Don't allow bittul adover sheyesh matirin. And secondly, you don't say sofek drabonon lekula. So it's a theory in Shulchan Aruch. On the one hand, we say that chometz and erev Pesach is bottle, which shows that we call chometz adover she'ein lo matirin. On the other hand, sofek drabonon by chometz, we are machme, which means it's over sheyesh loy matir. It's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. So, I wanted to say a yisoid. Baruch Hashem, I found that Rabbi Kavega says this yisoid to answer this stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's understand why lemaisa is chometz on Pesach a dova she'ein loy matir. Chometz on Pesach, we said on Erev Pesach, chometz is bottle, which means that it's a dover she'ein lematirin. I mean, we don't say the general rule that dover she'ein lematirin le bottle. Why not? So the Motcha says that chometz is called dover she'ein lematirin. It's not something which is going to become mutter. it's going to be Kamut after Pesach. But since next year, Shnaf Toshin Ayin Gimel, Abonim and the Saiva, Chometz is going to become Osir again, this very piece of Chometz we were talking about, when it comes to Toshin Ayin Gimel, is going to become Osir again. So you don't call Chometz Dava Sheyesh Lo Maskil. That's why Chometz is bottle on Erev Pesach. Because Chometz is a Dava She'ein Lo Maskil. Even though when it becomes to Moitza Pesach Toshin Ayin Beis, it's going to become Mutter. But since when it comes to Pesach Toshin Ayin Gimel, it's going to become Osir again. It's called a Dava She'ein Lo Maskil. You look at the long term. You don't say it's only, you know, it's in a week's time it's going to become Mutter. You have to look at the long term. The long term, it's Ein Lo Maskil. You mean who says it's going to still last? This is going to exist. It's probably gone moldy. Ein chanama. Okay, without mold, it means the Shem Chometz. It might be easy enough, but that's what the Rosh Chodesh says to explain this yesite. Now, the question is: it's a gevaltige matcha, but we have to understand it. We have to understand the svar of the matcha. What's the reason why azach, something which is offer today and mutter tomorrow, why is it not bottled? Why is it not bottled? So the simple reason is, and this reason is given by Rashi, that which means if you've got a choice of eating it tomorrow or in a week's time, beheta means the issa will have totally disappeared, then why rely on eating the issa? It's not really issa because it's bottled, but it's still not as glad, it's not as good as in a week's time or a day's time when the issa has totally disappeared. So that's the side of dollar shishmatin loy bottle, meaning since tomorrow it's going to be kamuta totally, we prefer to wait till that time. That's one reason. There's another reason given, and that reason is given by the Ran in the Dorim. The Ran in the Dorim explains that the rule is that the more similar things are, when things are similar, they can't be mavashed each other. People only work when things are different. Things are different, then the majority overcomes the minority because they're different, and therefore you go what the majority is. If they're the same, then it's not a clash at all. Says Iran, that's the reason why we find sometimes min bemino lo bottle. Things which are the same thing are not bottled because similar things don't oppose each other, and therefore they allow the other one to exist as well. There's no bittul if they're the same. Says the Ran, when we talk about Dovah Sheyesh Lo Maskil, something which is going to become mutter tomorrow is the same min as the thing which it's fallen into. So if you have, for example, let's take an example, an egg, Shanol de Beyonta, this is all the Beyonta. Yeah, it fell into 1,000 other eggs, right? Fell into 1,000 eggs. So you can't say bittul and say, you know what, since the egg is after today, it should be bottled in 1,000 eggs which are mutter. Because since the eggs are going to become mutter tomorrow, it's looked at as being the same min, it's the same thing. And therefore, similar things don't clash. And therefore, there'd be no bittul. Now, this war of the Modcha, when the Modcha says that, what does the Modcha say? That Chometz on Pesach is something which the Issa is going to come back again next year. And therefore, such a type of food is Dovah She'ein Lo Maskil. Now that is only understood according to the Ran. The Ran explains the reason that Dovah She'ein Lo Maskil bottle because one is Issa and one is Heta. Since the thing is going to become Mutter tomorrow, therefore it's the same min. It's called the same min as all the eggs which it fell into, for example. As the Modcha, but if in a year's time the Issa is going to come back again, therefore it's called a different min. Therefore it's bottle. Chometz on Pesach, since in Shnaf Toshin Ayin Gimel the Issa is going to come back again, we can allow bittul to occur because Einoch and Nama is going to become mutter after Pesach. Since next year is going to come off again, it's still called a different min to the thing that it fell into. Therefore Chometz is bottle on Erev Pesach because Einoch and Nama is going to become mutter after Pesach. But next year Pesach is going to be Osir again, and therefore, says the Modcha, Chometz will become bottled. Because it's called a different min, and therefore it will be bottled. That's the Svara. Now, that Svara of the modcha only applies legaber a question of bittul. When you deal with bittul, whatever something's bottled, you can say the modcha svara. When you talk about siman tov mem zayin sif dalet, which is talking about crumbs falling into wine, and this, and you got a question of a sofik drabonon, do you say sofik drabonon on Pesach or not? So for this, of course, everybody would agree that if you have a sofik drabonon, you should wait till after Pesach. Because the reason why you don't say sofik drabonon lekula, there's a rule that you don't, normally we say sofik drabonon lekula. But if it's a dova, something which is yesh lo matirin, something which has got a heter, we don't say sofik drabonon lekula. Let's say you have an egg, you don't know whether it's born on Yom Tov or not, laid on Yom Tov. So you say, wait till after Yom Tov it'll be mutter. Don't eat it today, sofik drabonon lekula, wait till after Yom Tov it'll be mutter. So there, obviously, if on Moitzei Yom Tov it's going to become mutter, then avada, everybody agrees that certain that's going to be osser today. The whole svara of the Mordechai that you look at Shnas Toshi 9 Gimel is only where you're talking about a bittul. So you can say a svara, so it's going to become back next year, a whole svara, they don't say bittul. But when you're talking about Sofek, Drabon, and Lekula, that everybody agrees that as long as you have a matzav after Pesach when you can eat it, and there's no problem of eating it be'isa, because it's completely mutter, then certainly we'll allow bittul. We certainly will not allow Sofek, Drabon, Lekula. And that is the terrorist. That's why in Sim Tov Mem Zayin Sif Dalet, when he questioned of Sofek Drabonon, everybody agrees that you go to Chumrah and you can't eat it. Afar Bukhvega says this, he says it's in Shuvas, in Hashmotas, in Shuvas, Simon Lamadcha. Just want to finish off with a shot in the Haggadah, which we say in the beginning of the Haggadah, and it's the Mishnah at the end of the first page of Brachas. The Mishnah there says, that famous Mishnah, Omer of Lazam and Azariah, Hare Ani Kevenshiv and Shana, but it's a Chitish at Omer, which is the Sam Balele. Says, well, I was 70 years of age, and I didn't, Lezachiti, the Ramam and Shati means I couldn't find the Makoyer for saying, Chitish is the Sam Balele as well. I knew by day I have to say, but I didn't find a Makoyer that you should say Balele as well. Till when Zoyma learned out from a Posek. Now, what does it mean, Hare Ani Kevenshiv and Shana? Was he 70? Was he not 70? So there's a famous Gemara in Daf Chaf Ches in Brachas. It was the whole story. The Meister was that was a Talmid Echad. He came before Rabbi Yeshua, and he asked Rabbi Yeshua a Shaila. And he came before Rabbi Gamliel, and he asked him the same Shaila. And Rabbi Gamliel gave him a psak. But he said, you know, Rabbi Yeshua told me something different. So he said, okay, wait till everybody's in the Beit HaMedrash and ask me the Shaila again. And he asked him the Shaila again, and Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Gamliel said one way, and he said, is anybody arguing on this fact? Nobody said that they argued. Said Rabbi Gamliel, I heard that you and Rabbi Yeshua argue on this fact. So he said, look, I can't contradict you because it's true. So he said, stand up. And he left him standing with Yeshua for a long time while he gave the drosha. And the Chacham were upset about the design covered a favor of Yeshua. And they deposed Rabban Gamliel. He became Ois Nasi. He lost his Nasir. The question was, who do they take instead? The question was, should they take Rabbi Lozab and Azariah? So, Rabbi Lozab was a young man at the time. He said, I've got to go home and ask my wife. He went home, and she said to him a few tainas. Eventually, she came to him with a taina. You don't look old. You look a young man. And Rashi explains, it doesn't look the nor the dash in your and it's better if you're older. Ahu Yoyim Batam Nisori Shani Hava, he was 18 years of age. It's Rachish Le Nisav had an Etam Nisori Dori Chivata, and he became got 18 rows of white heads. Behind the Kamer of Lozab and Azariah, Hare Ani Kaven Shivim Shana, the Loi Ben Shivim Shana. I was like 70. He wasn't really 70 years of age. That is the. That's what the Gemara says. Now the aside of this, what I'm telling you, I heard from Avraham Gurevitz Shlita, and other Sfarim I've seen also write it as well. If you look at the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayot on that Mishnah, Rambam says a very interesting pshat. It does seem al muskul rishon, it seems to contradict the Gemara, but if you look carefully, the Rambam is really explaining the Gemara. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayot, "Loi omar ben shivim shana, lefi shaloi hoya ben shivim." He was not 70. He was a young man. He He learned so much day and night, he became weak. And he became old. A person gets weak, and suddenly goes old. As part of an aging process, he's weak, becoming weak. And then, suddenly, he looks old, looks like an old man, because he became weak. So because he was learning so hard, the end of the Laila, he mainly became weak. He looked great. He went great. When he's back, and he became old. The Nasik is Zakar ben Shivim Shon. He became 70 years of age. Now this L'Choira is a steer to the Gemara. What's a totally different reason? The Gemara says, because the net happened, and suddenly, he became 70 years of age. A steer. You have to carry on the Rambam. The Rambam adds on, V'harei hascholas ha-zikna v'ritzoinai, commotion is by the Talmud. It started off v'ritzoinai. It started off of his own free will. Like he says in the Gemara. What does he mean, it's by the Talmud? He means it's Gemara, which it came as a special min ha-shamayim thing, which he obviously wanted, that he should become old. Yeah. So what do I mean to say this for? What's Rambam to add this on for? He started becoming old like this, and then because of his weakness, where did Rambam get it from? If you look how on the Rambam, he said Rambam's telling us pshat. Because that is, you have to understand. What's the vart? Okay, he suddenly became old. Oh, everybody knows he's young. I mean, what is it? Everybody knows he's young. What's the big mile of suddenly turning old? I mean, more than that, what's he saying? He says, what's pshat in the Mishnah? I was Kaven Shivim Shana, and I never found a Makoyer to say to Zambalena. So Rambam learns Pshat, but his Chizish Tom means I never found a Makoyer anywhere I should find it to Zambalena. So basically, we were 70 years of age, very Gishmak. I went through a whole life till 70 years, and I never found a Makoyer to say it by Laila. So if the Pshat is, I looked like 70, I was really only 18, what's the big pellet? I looked like 70 and I never Zeicha to find the Zambalela. But he's only 18 years of age, what's the big kashif? By 18 he hasn't found the Makoy, he's going to go to pellet. What is so wondering about that I never found the Makoy? Says the Rambam, and we'll carry on, Lepichach Oma Mitmiya. That he said as a question, as a wonder, he was wondering. Ani, Afal Pi Sharoi Bishtad Lusi Vizchabati Mechachomim. Even though I learned so hard, he's saying, since I learned so hard, and nevertheless, and I learned so much of the Chachom when I was in Balayla learning, and I was Oisik Batoira, and nevertheless didn't find the Makor to this Inyan. That's what the Rav Nazar is saying. The fact that I look so old shows my Yigia Batoira, and nevertheless, I never found the Makor. Koponim, so what's Pshat Lemaisa? He became so. So what's the Gemara telling us? So what happened to him? Monavshach. If he were learned so hard, why did he not go gray naturally? Why did the whole thing have to happen because of the Maisa of the Messias and the whole thing? So the Pshat is, the Romans Masmenik, as the Mepharshim explained, but Emes, Apiteva, because of his Yigia Batayre, should have gone already gray naturally many years earlier. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Koyach to a person who's Oisik Batoira, a person gives him Koyach, Koy Vashem Yachlifu Koyach, that Be'etzem Al Piteva, really, a person through all the Rigiyah should have taken Kol Shach. Vashem Yachlifu Koyach, Vashem Yachlifu Koyach, Vashem Yachlifu Koyach. All that happened was, when he turned 18, was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just took away the extra Chiddush, the Nes, that he doesn't really look his age, doesn't look Kefi, his Rigiyah, put him back into the state where he would have been had he not had the special matana of Koyach. So he's back to be the normal, what an orbit would have been if he would have been learnt so hard naturally till 18. So that was a haskoma min hashamayim, but the fact that he turned grey showed his gadlus batayra. And that's what he's saying, Harani Kivenshim Roshon. So Zeichazayin to Vait to be Yogeya batayra, to hear Shurim batayra, to Habotus batayra, and Limud batayra, and Zeichazayin, to Neuchum min hazvachim, min hapsachim, and as Hashem, the may be main, the biggest head may be no main. Those are materials. Yeah. If you stand on Bishu, then you can say a story that it's called Mindarina.
The reason for the one of Kula is the one of Kula.
We say, when we're talking about Bittul, we say it's not one of Kula. We have to wait until we start. Because there's a bit of a Bittul, we say it's something which